You're listening to The Tao of Indifference, sex, dating, and relationship advice for an indifferent world.
I'm Demetrius, he's Delaney, we are the Tao of Indifference, and we have missed you guys. Hey, Delaney.
Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm glad that I was able to give you a break from co-hosting. Did you listen to the guest hosted ones?
Good question.
The answer is you have not yet, so if anyone feels bad about not listening to every episode, just know that one of the hosts doesn't listen to all the episodes. Oh, I hate you so much. People, how's it going? Today we wanted to do something a little different where we usually try to focus on either one question or like questions or one specific topic. And we wanted to bounce around a little bit. We want to give you a little variety. Some might call it a podcast variety show. And the variety is about sex, dating, and relationships. So Delaney, I'm just going to throw some topics out there for you.
Okay.
And then I'm going to put you on the spot.
All right.
Oh, first, before I say anything else, quick announcement. I just redesigned the website. I changed all my hosting. I feel like I did it a week ago, and I just did a really bad job of announcing it. But I just redid the website, so I hope you guys like it. If you don't like it, let me know. But do it in a tactful way. Don't be a dick. Actually, people have given me feedback, and it's been positive. So with that out of the way, Delaney.
Yes?
Trying to put you on the spot.
Okay.
Today, because I'm recording this literally on March 24th, today, I wrote something about sending good first message and how to respond to that. Okay. So I just wanted to, for the sake of some folks who actually don't read the blog, which, you know, there's people who like only listen to the podcast or only read the blog. So sometimes I feel like half of the people are missing out.
Oh, I was going to say, it's like anime. Sometimes people just read the manga and not actually watch it, you know, or just watch it and don't read it.
Yes, it is kind of like how some people read a series and won't watch the movies. And or like vice versa, like I'm gonna watch these movies, I'm never gonna read any of these books, which is actually most people. Like most people do that, I think. But yeah, so some people read the blog only, some people listen to the podcast, and the people who do both, thank you. Especially Mary Lane, who always like gives me a big shout out. So shout out to Mary Lane. So I wrote something today, and it seems to a lot of people are viewing it, and it was inspired by obviously a lot of conversations, and I just wanted to touch on some points. And I want to get your feedback, Delaney.
Okay.
For the benefit of the listeners who are listening at home, Delaney pretty much never online dated and is super married. You just had your anniversary, right?
I did. On the dance floor. No.
You did. Yeah, that's right. Last weekend we were celebrating my sister's 35th birthdays. And I did see Delaney dance. Delaney can dance like Channing Tatum in Magic Mike, and I'm not exaggerating. It's hilarious. Oh my God. I wish I had gotten video of it. That's right. Happy anniversary. 1 year of being married. Mazel Tov and all that. L'chaim. I just wanted to give you guys the tips that I wrote out and just like read them off to you and get Delaney's feedback. Sending a good first message doesn't have to be this crazy, overlong, super complicated thing. This is how it goes. You introduce yourself. Hi, my name is Demetrius. Boom. Then you reference something on their profile. Hey, my name is Demetrius. I saw that you like CrossFit. I think CrossFit is cool, I guess. Like, are you going to be an aggressive jerk about it? Boom. Reference something from their profile. Don't do that, actually. Don't do that. And CrossFit people are fine. It's just an easy joke. But no, just like reference something on their profile. Hey, my name is Demetrius. I saw that you like werewolves. I too like werewolves. And then you give them a conversation opener. So I noticed you like werewolves. What are your plans for the next full moon? Boom. There you go. I just made that up. I've never met any. I actually talk about werewolves a lot because I just now bought Witcher 3 and you hunt werewolves in it and other monsters. And it's so fun. But I digress. Introduce yourself. Reference something from their profile. Give them a conversation opener. hi, my name is Joe. I see that you like cake. I know this great cake place in Brooklyn. Have you ever been there? It's that simple. It is 1 + 2 + 3. But the thing that people don't tell you, a lot of these like dating gurus and dating experts will not tell you the thing that's the most important thing to remember, is that no matter how good your first message is, it doesn't matter if they're just not attracted to you. That's how it is.
That's true.
Because these people are like, I'm going to teach you the foolproof way to get any person to respond to you. You can have anyone respond. And that's another thing. A response to a message isn't successful. It doesn't mean it's a good message. It just means that somebody wanted to respond to you. A good message is one that can potentially lead to a date. So if you get a response to all your messages because you copy-paste and people call you out on it, that doesn't mean you're sending good messages. It just means that you're wasting your time and their time, even though you got a response. But for the most part, those are the things you need to do. And the thing, everything else really comes down to what you shouldn't do. You shouldn't write a super long message. A lot of guys get into the trap of, well, most guys say, hey, and that's all they say on a profile message. So I'm going to run an essay. And that's not the approach. You don't have to go to the extreme. If all women complain about hi messages, or all people actually, because now because of Bumble, like guys are complaining about getting hi messages too. But if everyone is just saying hi or hey, that doesn't mean you have to go to the extreme opposite end of, I'm going to write 3,000 words. Another thing that a lot of people do, and it's usually straight guys, is that they qualify why they're messaging someone because they're trying to prove their worth. Mm-hmm. So I'm messaging you because I too like werewolves. So much so that I fought one and killed it. And one time, my family was murdered by werewolves, and that has created the curse, and I'm super big fan of that Greek king who tried to feed Zeus his son in a pot. You know, like, all, like chill up. Also, just don't mention werewolves. That has never worked for me in dating. Just don't do too much. Like, you should send a short message, like 200 characters. Hey, my name is Demetrius. This is the reason I'm messaging you from your profile. The other things that's really, really important to remember, above all else, is that gimmicks, just don't do gimmicks. Like, they might be fun and they might get, like, viral clicks. Like, oh man, this guy sent all the lyrics to the International Players Anthem by UGK featuring Outkast. And then all these women responded. But again, if they're just responding and they're like, you're funny, goodbye, I'm going to unmatch you now. Doesn't matter.
True. True that.
those lyrics are like my favorite lyrics about a guy settling down and then texting the women he used to date to tell him that he's settling down. Like, those lyrics are just, there's not another rap song that has that kind of lyric at all. Like, I can't think of one.
I mean, I can think of one, but it's the quality, I wouldn't say, is as good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it by like Lil Mac 10 or something? I don't know.
I forgot his name, but it's called Down in the DM, and I saw the video.
Oh, yes! Yeah. That's, it's Yo Gotti.
Yo Gotti.
It's Yo Gotti. Because yeah. when everybody was talking about him, I'm like, are you saying, Yo Gotti? And they're like, no, his rap name is Yo Gotti. So it's like, is it like Irv Gotti? But yo! It's like his cousin? the family name? Are they Italian? I love how we never stay on topic.
I know. Awesome. We need somebody like a button that like tells us, hey, it's been 30 seconds of tangent times, cut it out.
Oh, man. We need a producer, really. That's what you're saying. We do need a producer. So I will breeze through the other half. How do you respond to a good message? So say you're not the person sending a good message, or even just how to respond to a message, period. So if you get a message that you want to respond to, and I'll get to why I'm saying you want to respond to, this is how you respond to it in a way that furthers conversation. You respond to what the content of their message, whatever their conversation opener was. So if they say, hey, I really like the song that Demetrius and Delaney were just, well, mostly Demetrius was going on a tangent about, you would say, oh my God, I've never heard that song. Where can I listen to it? Boom. You respond to what they said to you.
YouTube.
If they didn't, YouTube, Amazon Prime Music. Pandora, probably. It's on everything.
Yeah.
Then you would give them a new conversation opener, or you continue the conversation thread. So if they said they like a song that you mentioned on your profile, you would then say, oh, here's some other thing related to it. Or, okay, I don't want to talk about this anymore. Like, they beat that horse to death. Let's talk about your favorite bar to get a drink in the Lower East Side. Then you open up a new conversation, or you continue a conversation thread. And then you just keep doing that until you meet them. That's it. That is literally how you message people and respond to them. Thing to keep in mind, though, is that you need to give someone an opening to have a conversation. You can't just say, respond in a short way, like, oh, yes, I do like that song. And then you close the conversation. You got to keep opening conversation threads or, like, creating new ones.
Yeah.
So what do you think about that, Delaney?
No, I agree. I was going to say, when you send a message, you got to be honest about in your message. And also, I was thinking, don't send a message, you know, that 3,000 word versus 2 word thing. Like, send a message that you want to send, not that you think will beat other people's messages and you will stand out. Like, just send what you want to send. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. If it works, it works. Never respond with 2 words, you know, because they used
that's
to bother
a great
me.
Point.
Yeah,
oh,
used,
my God.
I used to be like, hey, how's it going? Oh, how was the movie the other day that you went to go see? And oh, by the way, I got this new tattoo. And the other person goes, oh, movie was good. You know, it's like, I said the three different things.
You know, that's funny. That was one of the topics I wanted to bring up. Why do people send, like, half-hearted messages? If I like somebody, I'm like, I like you, that's it. If I don't like somebody, I'm like, I'm not going to send you messages anymore because I value my time. So, why do people do that? Like, why do people, like, further conversations but then, like, they're doing the effort of furthering conversation, but none of the, like, it doesn't seem genuine.
Yeah.
But it's... And it's especially weird on with online dating because you could just not respond to someone, or you could just unmatch them, or you could block them. Like, you don't have to. It's not like if I'm in a bar and I'm hitting on a woman or I'm hitting on anyone and they feel like they don't want to talk to me anymore, but they can't get out of the conversation because I'm physically in front of them and I won't sort of, like, take the hint. That I understand. You're like, okay, I gotta keep going with this conversation. Like, we've all been in that situation where we're like, okay, I'm done, but they won't let me go. But when it's online dating, it's like, you could just stop. Like, you could just never respond.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, why does anyone do that? What do you think?
I feel like some people kind of accept the fact that they're bad texters and they just, or communicators. But that doesn't mean they're not interested. They just have a certain way of texting back or even talking to you in person. Because I've had that when I'm just like, hey, are you even a part of this conversation? You're like, yeah, I'm having fun. I'm having a good time. I'm like, but are you sure? Because you've been staring out the window this whole time, you know? So, you know, like, so I think it's just some people are just, a lot of people don't have great social skills. I feel like that's fading, you know? So.
Oh, I didn't even consider that. See, I just assume everyone's a dick. So I didn't even consider that people just don't have the skill set to, like, have an actual conversation. So I guess maybe if they listen to this podcast, they'll realize what they're doing. There was, like, this thing that came out where one of the guys from SNL, Michael Che, yeah, the other black guy that's not Jay Farrow or the guy from Good Burger, some chick met him on a dating app. Like, this exclusive dating app called Raya. And she, like, they took their conversation offline, and then she blew him, she, like, blew up his spot on her podcast. I'm not going to name it. Whatever. Okay. She tried to blow up his spot on his podcast, like, yo, he was mad weird, he was, like, super insulting, yada, yada, yada. And then he came out with, like, yo, these are the screenshots. Like, he gave him, like, 7 pages worth of screenshots. And he, like, the screenshots proved that she was, like, a crazy person. The weird thing that I noticed was that, like, from his text, you could tell he wasn't interested, but he kept responding. Like, she would text him stuff like, she was like, how do you like Raya? And he was like, yeah, it's all right. And she was like, oh, don't you think all the guys are, like, gay looking on there? And he, like, you could tell, like, in the tone that he was like, fuck this. or I would assume, that's, like, that's where I would have been like, yo, fuck this. But he just, like, keeps the conversation going, but he responds like, okay. You know, like, a lot of the short things. So I'm sure part of that is, like, I'm sure part of it is just, like, I want to see where this conversation goes.
Oh, yeah. I've done that. I've personally done that. Like, you know what? Let me see how far this person will...
What be, hole they're going to dig themselves know, just into.
Really sounds stupid. You know, I'm just like, how, you know, when you just want to know how stupid somebody is, like, how stupid is this person? You know, so you just... You test them. So.
I trust me, I do that. I'm an aggressive person, so I aggressively put people on the spot and screenshot them. So that's so crazy. So I wanted to ask you something that I asked Twitter, and shout out to everyone who responded to me.
How long have you known Twitter? When did you guys meet?
How long have I known Twitter? I've known Twitter since like 2009.
Oh, going back.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. Anyway, so I asked Twitter people, and thank you everyone who responded. I was like, oh, what makes you good at dating? And a lot of the responses were really interesting. Like, I got one response that was like, honesty. One response that was like, if you're not single, which I thought was really interesting because I think a lot of people think that they're bad at dating in that way. I got one that was about like making people happy or like satisfied. Like, things like that. So I wanted to ask you, as the married man in the podcast, what do you think makes someone good at dating?
Oh, I thought this was personal. So this is about people.
Did you think you were good at dating when you were single?
To some extent, yes. You know what? I would say when it came to people, like, I feel like, When it came to people I actually liked, my percentile was very low because I wasn't very good at talking to people I liked. But when it came to someone liking me, I was really good at it because I wasn't really interested. So, you know, I was not necessarily not really interested, but I wasn't nervous around them. Like, the stakes weren't high enough for me to, you know, be jittery or anxious. I was just really smooth talking and just like, hey, yeah, that's cool. Let's go hang out there. Let's just keep this conversation going. Let's have fun. But when I like somebody, I like, you know, it's kind of like I just dropped the coffee in the textbooks and I was like, oh, hi, or you know, loss of motor skills, basically.
Yeah.
So, but not with my wife. My wife, I liked her, you know, and we did date, you know, before, and it was fun. We had a really good time getting to know each other, and we still have a good time getting to know each other. So, yeah, we still date. It's cool.
Well, that's good to know. Yeah. It's good to know that you have continued dating as a married man. Yeah. Dating your wife, I mean.
Yes, yes.
Let's be clear. Dating has a lot of different connotations. So yes. Let's just be clear. I think that I am good at dating. I mean, I don't. I personally wouldn't have the kind of blog that I have if I didn't think I was good at dating. And what I don't think I even answered it when I posed the question on Twitter. I got one response that said, "Honesty and the belief in taking chances," from at Jen in the City.
I like that.
I appreciate it. Right? Yeah, yeah. I got self-awareness and the ability to make other people feel good from Francesca Hoagie at Dear Franny, who's awesome. People should follow her. I got one answer that was condoms from the Red Hendrix, which I was like, well, yeah, I guess that would make you good at dating if you're always carrying condoms. And I got one from at Natalie Lou 40 that said that it's if you're in a relationship.
If you are in a relationship?
Yeah. So it's more about like your skill at dating should directly reflect like a certain result, which I thought was interesting.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's less about like, so that one makes it more measurable. Like, if you're like, oh, honesty and all that, like, those sound good. But then, so then I was thinking about it, like, you know, at first I'm like, no way. Because there's people who think that they're good at dating because they're married, but that doesn't necessarily is the case. But I do like the idea of saying the reason you're good at dating is that you can get results. So I'm going to use everyone's sort of suggestions and come up with what I think makes someone good at dating. What makes someone good at dating is that they are open and honest and communicative about the things they want in a relationship. They know what they want in a relationship, obviously, or dating or whatever their goals are romantically. They know what they want. They're honest and open about it. They do things that get them towards their goal, and they occasionally can achieve their goal. And I think that's it.
Yeah.
And I think because if you're good at dating and you end up in a relationship, right, and the relationship's all good, but then tomorrow you realize that your partner lied about something that you would never want to be with them about, but there's no way you could find out about it, and you break up with them, I don't think that makes you bad at dating. It's just like life, you know?
Yeah.
But that means that you got what you wanted, and then you ended it, and you can still probably get what you want. It's just not with that person. And I think honesty has to come into play, because a lot of, like, pickup artists are dishonest about what they want. And so, like, they can get a woman in bed, but I don't think that makes you good at dating. Like, just getting laid doesn't make you good at dating, because, like...
Yeah, I agree.
I got laid a shit ton before I actually got good at dating. And let me tell you, I wasn't good at dating then. I was good at, like, convincing women to have pity sex with me, though, so... that's not a skill that I would teach anyone. It was just like, you know, my life is miserable. You'd make it a little better, a beach would make it a little better. I'm joking.
I think this sounds very true, man. This sounds like it actually happened.
No. Not that I'm aware. I've never begged for sex. Like, that's just uncouth. Yeah. Ungentlemanly. You gotta have a line. But I think, yeah, you gotta be honest, you know what you want, you do things to get what you want, and you eventually can get your goals sometimes. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. Because, you know, once I got really good at dating, I started dating people who wanted to be in relationships because that's what I wanted. And I was dating in a way that would lead me toward one. And then I ended up in one. So, you know, like, yeah, but I wouldn't say that you're bad at dating. Like, because then that would mean, like, say you're good at dating, you get married, you're married for 20 years, and, like, your partner dies. Like, you're single now, you're a widow, but it doesn't make you bad at dating, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I hope that doesn't happen to anyone. I wouldn't wish that on anyone. It sucks to lose someone you love. So, Delaney.
Yes?
One thing I wanted to end on, since I know I'm keeping up a lot of your time.
Oh, no, it's good. It's cool.
So... really quickly, since it is March 24th, and, you know, we're fresh. We're live and direct. We're fresh. This is less dating news. Well, it kind of applies to dating. Before, in sex, specifically. So just hear me out.
What?
So listen. So my penis. No, I'm kidding. So my penis. No. So today, the bill colloquially known as the Trump Care Bill, the replacement for the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, the Republicans were not confident to put it to vote, so they pulled out, much like if it had passed, that would be the only birth control, just pulling out. So, very happy to hear it. Your politics aside, if you're a woman listening to it, that means that, as of right now, your birth control is still covered, and I think free, depending on, like, your state and your health insurance. But the reason why I bring it up, and again, I'm not going to get too political. If you're listening to this podcast, you probably already know what my politics are. But the reason I bring it up is because a recent survey found that 52% of the men surveyed said that women having access to birth control did not benefit them. So really quickly, guys, if you're one of those people who thinks women having birth control, that doesn't help me in any way. Fun fact, if you want to have sex with women, it's great for them to have access to birth control. Just wanted to bring that up because dating tends to overlap with sex, and sex tends to overlap with birth control, so I'm very happy to hear that. And to the 52% of men who were like, yeah, that doesn't benefit me. Oh, it does. It definitely does. I, for one, am happy that women have, for the time being and hopefully forever, have retained coverage of birth control in America.
Yeah.
To my British and Canadian listeners, I guess y'all are good. You don't have to worry about that stuff, right? Like, you lucky bastards. shout out to the UK. Condolences to the folks who were injured and or killed in the Westminster attack. recently. Delaney, I think that's it. Would you like to say goodbye to all our faithful listeners?
Of course. Thank you all for listening today and being a part of this wonderful podcast.
Delaney, thank you for recording. Send my love to the wife and the two babies.
Okay.
And good luck out there. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Tao of Indifference podcast. If you liked this episode and want more sex, dating, and relationship advice, subscribe to the Tao of Indifference on iTunes or Stitcher. And check out the blog at taoofindifference.com for more sex, dating, and relationship advice. Thank you for listening, and good luck out there.